Okay. 9:15.
Well, how about that?
Right.
If we can get active by maybe 9:30, I'd make a motion.
Okay, you have the Senate agenda around, and present we have councilmen, our board members, Bill Lothridge, President, Russ Courtney, Secretary, John Owens, and Vice President, Terry Fiske, Dan Dougherty, and Rudy Erdman as board members. And quorum. Okay, I sent an agenda around. Do you have any additions to this addition to the agenda, or do I have a motion to accept the agenda?
Motion to accept.
Oh,
well,
Dan.
I'm going to give one moment for anyone to say, by the way, we need to add, you know.
Dan moves.
Dan.
Have a second?
Second.
Terry Fiske, second.
I said, I'm out.
Wow.
Terry and I are like in sync now. We're
All right.
Any right. Discussion about the agenda?
Looks really good. The layout
okay.
Is nice.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Timings are correct.
There are no spectators, no public. So, president's report. I'll cover basically what we did in the
executive
session. Is we talk about the merchandise a little bit to figure out what we're going to do about who's going to run the merchandise. Yeah, good. I need somebody helping me because my brain is getting older.
Right, right.
So don't worry. Step right in. We're going to talk about it. So, in terms of the merchandise, we'll try to get some merchandise built up over the weekend, over the winter, and try to figure out what we're going to do. Okay, secretary's report. The secretary, I'm going to step in here. Russ, secretary was absent last week. I submitted minutes that I prepared, and they are here, and I gave them to you, and... is there any discussion about the minutes that I prepared?
Did you read them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really well done.
I read the part about the Victorian comment.
Okay.
Which disturbed me a little bit. That's okay. I've got one.
Okay. Well, all right. So
those minutes were sent to the board for review. They're posted up on the website.
Okay.
So the audio file.
No, well, if that's the case, I'd like to make a motion to dispense of the reading of the minutes.
Dispense. Johnny O just moves to dispense. Rudy Erdman seconds. Any discussion? And then all in favor of dispensing with reading the minutes?
Aye.
Passes. Okay, now I need a motion to accept the minutes.
Wow, I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Wow, I will second that motion.
Wow.
As presented. Okay. Who made that motion?
I did.
Johnny O and then Rudy seconded.
Accept and
okay.
Presented. Nice.
Any discussion?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Treasurer's report. The treasurer is on vacation. I don't know. He didn't ask permission. He just took it. And the balance sheet remains positive. You have a copy of the balance sheet and the reconciliation summary that was presented. And there's really not much question about this. If you read through it, it's difficult to read through the minuses and the pluses, but if you figure it all out, it means that we have $180,000 in the bank. $20,000 of that is the restricted funds for the water tender. So we are still over what we started out with at the beginning of the year. We will do the newsletter, and that will come a donation. So do I have a motion to...
Question real quick.
Yes.
Did he put this online?
Not yet. Russ?
I just got it last night. I hadn't got to it, but
right.
I did.
It will
get
be.
To it before the meeting this
oh, cool.
morning.
Oh, cool. So it's available online.
It will be as soon as it's placed up there by the webmaster.
Oh, cool. All
it's
right.
Already going to upload it.
I think Victoria is out. Does she know that we're not in executive session?
I was getting up on the door, but they're making truck noise. But
yeah, that's kind of
Closed
it off a little bit.
Okay. I thought I heard somebody out there, so. Okay.
So I can make a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
And I'll second it.
Okay.
Wow, all right.
Well, you missed a second while you were gone, man.
Boy.
Can you do like a second motion on while it's being twice removed?
Yes, you can. There she is.
There's nobody out there.
Yeah, I think maybe she's in the Batman.
Okay.
No,
I
they're
working
on the charts.
Okay.
Getting ready for the
party.
Getting
ready for the
night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Fire Chief is.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented. Rudy, did you have any questions about this treasurer's report?
No.
And because you were gone for a minute. And then any other discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report as submitted?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
He's trying to be
drinking.
Okay.
Delayed eye.
Once removed.
Aye, aye, aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay. The fire chief report. Did you see this? You want me to read this?
Yeah, if you would.
No calls.
Wow, that's amazing.
Training. Helicopter landing and the run review. Just as an aside, when they had a helicopter landing training the night before, they had an accident where they had the helicopter extraction. So that was.
Is that down here at the bridge? Is that where the accident was?
No, it was over on Pink Car Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, like the deer. That the deer hit?
No, it was a guy motorcycle, and apparently he was injured quite badly. He was paralyzed.
Ooh.
Oh wow!
But apparently it was last month.
That
had happened.
I see. Okay. But they got him to the station?
Yeah.
And then they backed
him
up?
Talked about last week.
Wow.
So
so we don't know about the beat down rolled over up on Big Bucks.
The beat up one you mean?
Yeah. Okay. There were no calls. And training was, for the month, was helicopter landing and the run reviews. There was no personnel issues this month or things presented. Okay, communications. It turns out that the Prescott Regional Communications Center, abbreviated here as PRCC, cannot take MA or fire due to ambiguity over their budget situation. Their apparently crucial proposed sales tax failed at the polls in May. Okay, the water truck, the truck that has been
set for inspection
and possibly donated to us, is taken to fleet maintenance, and we have not heard anything back in terms of what they're talking about. I'll interject at the end here. Replacing the tires, as he discussed last month, turned out to be larger than he had anticipated, but we're in good for another 10 years because between the two tenders, Engine 86 and Rescue 81, they replaced 17 tires due to their being more than 10 years of age. Expenses were $6,000. The expensive tires were in the mid-$300 range, as Terry had pointed out last month was probably going to be the case. They may have found a water tender to look for at purchase, and that's the pictures we have here that he left on his desk. There is a hard copy of an email. Hi, Bill.
Morning.
Of an email on his desk, so we can look at that if you'd like. And it's in Phoenix, which poses some challenges. I think he means transportation, but we will try to pursue it if possible, either transportation or inspection. I don't know what he means by that. And the Western Yavapai Chiefs Association, as you know, the grant was approved by the Mayor Fire Board. There's a tremendous amount of work, and we are just getting started. We are due to meet late this month with the grant consultants to start the process. As a reminder, it is a four-year grant. And there's no report on facilities from Roger. Okay. The water truck, Dwight Painter, drove the truck. We tried to start the truck. We had a battery issue. We charged it. It may have been not a battery issue, but it's a push to start. It's a push to start button. It was not a key start, so he was trying to start it with a key. I think I ended up pushing the button. But anyway, he drove it. There has been some conversations about air leaks in this truck. Dwight identified it as a pancake for the brakes. As he was sitting at a stoplight with his foot on the brakes, the air pressure was declining, which means, and he, I don't know what he means by pancake, but there's two pancakes on the brakes in this truck that one of those was leaking. And so I spoke with Roger after I had talked to Dwight. I bumped into him during the middle of this week and told Roger that if that's the case, when Central Yavapai is looking at it, even though it's not our truck, before we start putting people in this truck to drive back and forth, that if this is a simple repair, you know, to
do
fix
it.
Because it says otherwise, I said this truck ran pretty nice. So whatever's going on with it in terms of the pancake and the air leak, there's no sense in having this thing run around if we have anything to do with it. This is a different truck than that.
Okay, you're talking about the original.
I'm talking about the 4,000-gallon
right.
truck that is
okay.
being considered for...
I got confused, too.
Is being considered for donation to
okay.
us. The truck that he's talking about here is a truck that's up for sale that they have become aware of, and they are, you know, discussing, I think, that truck, but it's a little too long, apparently. So I don't know what it is. Roger hasn't really communicated.
It's got a 6 foot
what it is.
Bumper is got a
top. They have all kinds of things on. So anyway, and then you have you know, when he discussed the tires being $500 a piece last month, it was those were the premium of all premiums, and I think they paid $300, as you suggest would be a more realistic price, and that's done. They did not replace carte blanche or everything. They replaced those tires that had expired.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think it was your recommendation that maybe that they replace everything. But given that we only drive less than 200 miles a year,
right.
and it's more of an age problem, and it's not even the problem. Tires would probably still work.
Right.
It's just that you have now an expired tire. If anything were to happen, some lawyer would step in and
get you.
So, at any rate, that's kind of the status of what's going on there. So, any other discussion about the fire chief's report?
Yeah, I just have an observation. When we started talking about the water truck, it seems like it's been...
Which one now? Just buying a new one, you mean?
Yeah, buying
okay.
a new one.
Okay.
And it seems like a lot of time, a lot of email talking about that one.
Yeah.
It's not ownership.
About the 4,000-gallon tank, right.
And does it make sense that it takes us this long to figure out that 4,000 gallons is too big?
No, we knew immediately.
So why would we spend the time and energy and emails?
Because we're going to take the truck and sell it immediately.
We're getting it for free.
Oh, we were going to turn around
and sell it.
That was
the understanding that we would take this truck as a donation with the donor's understanding that it wasn't suitable for our purposes and that we would immediately put it on either on auction, and John ultimately has found a wholesaler that will try to sell the truck, but the auction house will take the truck. I've already called them.
Yeah.
But the process of getting it donated has been complicated by some communication issues with the donor.
Right.
He's out and doesn't really answer his emails all the time.
Okay.
And then he has to make the decision of whether or not the donation is what he really wants to do.
Okay.
And in the meantime, in order for us to determine if the truck has value for him, give him back some information, we needed to have it evaluated at Central Yavapai. We could have had, you know, Joe come in and look at the mechanics. We are. It's been driven. It's at the Central Yavapai. It's in their queue to do. And then when we discovered this air leak process, even though it's not our truck yet and may not ever be our truck, you know, it's just not worth the liability. And I've spent, you know, $300 to $600 to make it roadworthy.
And then ultimately, I'll follow up on that thought. I'm going to say that it's just a $500 repair, say $1,000. I would probably contact the current owner, Russ, and just ask him if he ends up taking the truck back, if he would just cover expenses that we put in, things that we put into it to help it sell.
Yeah.
I would think he would say fine or split it.
Sure.
Okay. I don't think we're
going
to. Or he's just not going to answer his email.
That's right.
Actually, and he's been good about it.
Yeah.
It's been a lengthy process, and there's other complicating factors, but it's moving forward. The good news is it's in Central Yavapai right now, and they can evaluate it, and we can see what we can do.
Let me make another. Are you through?
I am. That answered my question. Thank you.
Okay, good. I'd like to make another observation on that pancake on the brakes. When the truck just sits for an extended period of time, and the brakes have not and the air tanks have not been bled down. Okay, if there's air remaining in those tanks, it creates moisture, okay, and it gets in those pancakes, and it has corrosion.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's usually a simple fix, a little bit of emery cloth, sandpaper, whatever it is, run around there to smooth it out, and it's more labor-intensive than it is parts-intensive. Okay.
Okay. All right. So do I have a motion to accept the fire chief's report?
Motion.
Terry Piston moves. Dan Dockery seconds.
I was thinking whether there's something else I had to say.
Well,
No, I'm good.
Okay, the procedure is there's a motion and a second. Now the topic's on the floor. Do you have another topic?
The only thing I'll say in regards, I'll follow up on the truck one more time, the water tender, the 4,000 gallon. Just waiting, I did ask Roger this week, just a few days ago, if it had been done. I thought he, meaning Dominic, is kind of our mechanic guy. I thought that he'd said, get it in because I'm ready to look at it, and here it's been a week, and he hasn't looked at it. So it's semi-time sensitive, so I'd like for him to get on it and give us the answer so we can kind of move forward. I feel like we've kind of missed a window a month or two ago trying to sell a water tender. Is a good time because it's dry season. There's fires all over the place. That's what these things are used for. But we've kind of missed that window, but okay. So that's where we're at. I really would just like to get it done as soon as possible.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I think if people are, okay. So any other discussion about this water?
I do. One more. Now that we talked a little bit about this truck here, do we want to enter in the minutes about the size, or just leave that alone and have Roger take care of it?
I think Roger, when he's ready to make a presentation about this truck, he's given us the informal picture.
Okay.
He's the one that makes the decision, really, and he comes to us and says, I want to buy this truck, and then we as the board will say,
what?
Okay. Yeah. You know, so, and he'll explain to us all the process and what that might be involved in that. And that way, he has our approval to search for a truck.
Yeah.
And he will come back and let us know what he finds. Okay. We certainly, the sense of the board is that this is in Roger's hands, right?
Yeah.
And then he comes back to us rather than us try to get involved in this project.
I guess the point would be so that we're efficient at what we try to do. If it's known that it's too long, let it be known that it's too long now.
And we're done with it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you're talking. We talked about this
right
a little bit in the executive session about communication. And the, so communicate with Roger that particular thought. And that's like I did with him about the brakes and the air. Let him. He's the point of decision. I don't want to be calling Dominic, making any decisions, and giving direction outside Roger's input.
Just an observation, looking at this with the extension out there on that bumper, that's just a bolt-on, okay? If it's even welded on, I'd be shocked, but it's just a bolt-on extension.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second.
Motion.
All in favor of accepting the fire chief's report with all the comments we've just made.
Aye.
Opposed? Bill, you missed the opportunity to make a public comment. Do you have anything to address the board?
Sorry, no, I just came from moral support.
Okay.
Beautiful.
We need all the morals we can get.
Okay. Committee reports, if any. I think the newsletter is going to be the next topic. And the merchandise, we talked about the merchandise briefly. I mentioned in the executive session, trying to determine who's going to be handling the merchandise sales. I think Larry Adams has been doing the sales. Whether or not he's going to do the actual purchasing and ordering is still in question, and we don't know who's going to do that for sure. Rudy's offered to help with artwork. I'll be involved until we find somebody to actually take the point in making the orders.
And maybe I could write a fundraising final for the year.
Okay, you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's just something there's some people that should be thanked, and just I think it's important for people to know.
Can you get it done for the newsletter?
And when will this be?
Just
another couple days, right?
Yeah.
Sure,
as soon as you can get it done. And you can
send it to Greg?
Yeah, you can extract that information out of this report that came.
Okay.
Yeah, there's lines here for fundraising income.
Oh, cool.
And fundraising expenses, and you can. This is a little skewed because I haven't submitted my voucher for expenses for the Firefighter Appreciation Day, which would be about $400. But we did include. Well, he hasn't included it here. It doesn't appear. The $1,000 that we got, $700 in cash,
right.
$300 in donations from Mr. Zimmerman.
Right.
Okay. The newsletter. During the month, I had this epiphany.
Oh, boy.
You saw my little email to the community asking for input.
Yeah.
Don't they have a white pickup truck that's on the ramp over here? They need to move it.
What ramp? What's it got, a pickup? Has it got a camper?
I don't know. They just have a white pickup truck.
Okay.
On this side of the wall, that divides the parking lot.
That's my truck.
Oh, that's yours. All right, let me just make sure.
Because we're all parked there.
Don't ask.
Okay.
I know better.
All right. Okay. Okay. So, what I asked for was it occurred to me. There's the Big Bug. There's Morningstar. There's Mary May. There's Misty Mountain Loop. There's Sheldon. What's the street that you live on? Blue John. There's groups of people and that have little coffee clutches and potlucks and all that sort of stuff. I'd like to see somebody from each of those areas or as many areas as we can get. Pink car. It's my truck.
I think we're okay.
What are they doing?
I think she got word and something had been taken care of before she came to tell us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. So anyway, I sent this note around, saying, we'd like to have input for the newsletter. So about, Bobcat sightings. I said, oh my God, I got half a dozen or more, emails about, I've seen bobcats up on Snowdrift. I've seen, I got a fox sleeping in my, but they're only one or two sentences.
Yeah.
And, I made mention about having to, winterize your cabins, and I get a note back that says, I use a PEX pipe. And so I talked to Greg about it a little bit, and probably what we'll do, if it's okay with everybody, is we'll add the format, and we'll have a two-page spread out in here with all these little inserts and paragraphs from people that have had these little human interest stories. Like I've seen bobcats, I've seen a raccoon running down the middle of the road. Can raccoons and skunks eat my wiring if they get in my attic? Those kinds of questions, and then some personal information, lifestyle information about Walker. It'll be interesting,
yeah.
I think. And
you want to contribute about your lion adventure? With
lion's
adventure.
I've had another lion adventure.
Oh, really?
You've got a family of living bugs, please.
Yeah, okay. So I think if we can do that, we'll try to get this all done by the end of October, and we'll start funneling this stuff. I am finished with my draft of what I want to write about. Basically, what I write about is send more money. but I didn't make it long. It's, it's like a half a page because this thing can get too big. And I have lots of, Myra, I wrote a little note that Myra, and she wrote back, you need to write more about your family, about my grandmother. I go, we found my grandmother's 1958 Bible that she got perfect attendance at the Sunday school.
Wow.
So we know that the Sunday school is here since 1958. The church is going to write an article. The Walker Church is going to write an article to include. And so if we can get these kinds of things put together, we'll be working on that, if that's okay with you guys. Okay?
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah. And even you have input.
Right, I understand. Another thought, and something Jana had mentioned, I think a year or two ago when she was reading the newsletter, I think we had just lost a community member like we did Shelley this last
mm-hmm.
year. And she said, I would like to see people that were like longtime residents that moved out. I mean, people get old and, you're in your 80s, like Horvath, and you can't continue
where are they
to
now
live
kind
here.
Of thing?
Huh?
Where are they now kind of thing?
It's kind of like, we just want to just mention that, Shelley was an important part of the community, and we lost her. She died. And the Horvaths were important to the community, and they moved off the mountain. The Zinks recently, right?
Well, in fact, one of the things I got back was from the Zinks.
Yeah.
The birds.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but there are the Horvaths, the Zinks, and I think I'll probably, it would include what Sue and Peggy wrote. And I'm sure that there are other people who would be willing to, we just have to make effort to contact people. Say, hey, would you, if you guys all do that, get somebody to write a little piece of something, that's gone on there in the last, even forever,
How about, I don't want to make this too big, because I know the bigger we make it, the longer it takes to get it done. But one of our neighbors had a bear sighting recently.
I think those are great things.
But there's a picture. And I thought our newsletter could have a picture of a bear.
She wants to put pictures in.
Yeah.
That picture that John got is perfect.
Yeah, okay.
John Gearhart.
Okay, so...
Where is just ambling across.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the video, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Video?
Well, we can't put a video
no,
in the
newsletter.
No,
there's a cell photo also.
Put a link. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, put a link for the video.
Right.
All right, so I think that... so anyway, if we're all in agreement with that, do what you can do about funneling it to Stava. StavaClan@cox.net is his email address. And give it to him, and Lanny. His wife's name is spelled L-A-N-I.
Lonnie, yeah.
It's Lonnie.
Right.
I'm sorry, I mispronounce it all the time. I should never have seen it written. I'd be just fine. But Lonnie. And she does a great job, and Craig does too. I mean, they do a great job.
StavaClan.
StavaClan@cox.net. Okay?
Good.
Okay, and I think we want to get this done by the end of October, and maybe even before. Advertising, too, is another thing. I probably should. We should probably talk about this in the executive session. I had thought about advertising my businesses. My daughter is my partner. She says probably not. Given the atmosphere in some quarters, they might look at that as my being taken advantage of my position. So we won't do that. Even though I won't get nothing back from. So if I'm going to donate money, I'll just donate money. So all right. Fire away. Any new business? That's your old business. Any other old business that you can think of?
I have one bit of old business.
Okay.
On a very somber note, I had a picture of that first fire truck, Bill.
Uh-huh.
That little wagon that Deer had.
Yeah.
And it was here a couple weeks ago. It's gone.
Did he replace it with that?
I didn't replace anything. I just gave it to
him. No, did he replace it with that?
No. It was a photo, and I had it framed. I had a little... Anyway,
is this the one at, was that at the Walker Day thing with the...
No. This was a couple months ago.
Is it actually...
No. The picture that you have, is it the first truck that they got from the state fire?
No, this was on a trailer. This is our first truck that went out.
Oh, okay.
Fire chief in 1981.
Okay.
That was kind of what we had at that time.
Okay.
So it was at Beer's house.
Yeah.
And it's been sold 4 times.
Right.
And I asked the new owner, if you ever want to get rid of that, you let me know.
Is it there still?
It's gone. He did a firewise thing and dumped it.
Oh, okay. Well,
anyway, we got a picture somewhere. I don't know what the picture is, but...
Okay. Did you save a picture?
Why?
You have a copy?
I don't know if I got it on the file. I'd have to look.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Roger, we'll talk to Roger and see where that is. And, yeah, historical stuff like that, there really isn't a real good chain of events, I mean, or protection... Custody for those kinds of things, and there's really not much place to store.
What's this little box out here that I see? Where am I pointing the right direction? Over here. What's this little cabinet that's built next to
the
fire station? That's the library?
Yeah.
So I missed that last month then, or two.
Need to read your emails, too.
All right.
Okay. All right. If you want to do this by 10 o'clock, we have to quit talking like
9,
this.
Right?
Quit having a good time. I mean, for God's sake. This is supposed to be serious. It is serious. All right. Yeah, I think that historical information, as best we can preserve it, for the whole community is good. You know, I keep finding and losing the stuff from the Sunday school, like the people that she kept track, people signed in and how much money they brought, they had to bring $2.25 in a week or something, for their Sunday school in the 1960s. Okay, community announcements, anybody from any organization, you're not here, public forum, you have anything? Want to talk to us about brief board discussion about any public comments?
I just need all of us to please help me. Out back are some of the walker signs that I've created over the years.
Yeah.
They just need to be in a building.
Well, they took everything but those two big signs, walker sign
two
and
big
put
signs
them in the pump
and,
house.
Yeah.
Put them in the pump house.
They
okay.
just need to be in. I mean, I've got so much time into those things, and every time they get rained on, you
protect
see another.
Either that or cover them.
Fine. I mean, it seems like inside protection is probably the easiest thing.
Okay. Why don't you talk to Roger about where we can get him in?
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind doing that? Okay, call Roger when he gets back, and we'll try to see if we can get him back in the front of that.
Seems like even or even in the back of the old
building.
I don't
think that truck takes everything. There's stuff in that building that we can get out of there, like those big shades and stuff. With it.
Right.
So there may be room in there for that.
Okay. Just every time I drive by, I think, they shouldn't be outside.
Okay, and then I think as long as Mr. Garrosh is here, if you guys don't mind, we'll adjourn this meeting. I would like to go back into executive session again for a few minutes with Mr. Garrosh, and have a discussion.
That'd be okay?
I make a motion that it's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
That should have been me.
Johnny O moves that we adjourn at 9:45.
Second.
Terry Piskey seconds. Any discussion about adjournment?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we're adjourned. I'm going to turn this off.